Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce and today we have another mini lesson. For some, the most feared one, and for other ones, hey, I'd like to learn this. What are we learning? RG in Dutch. Now, before we start, there's actually two letter combinations that we use our feared Dutch G for. That's obviously the letter G, and we also have a CH combination, which sounds exactly the same. So let's get started. The G sounds like G. However, in Dutch, we also have a softer G sound. So in the region where I am from, in the south, it sounds more like an G. Nicer and softer. So maybe that's something that you want to take on. If we look, for example, at the word rain, I can actually show you how this sounds in, let's say, Amsterdam, in the south of the Netherlands, and even in Belgium. So the word for rain is regen. And in Amsterdam, they would say regen, very harsh. In the south of the Netherlands, they would say regen, a bit softer. And in Belgium, they would say regen. So it sounds even more soft and like, I don't know, it sounds like a melody. I like it. In order to make the G sound, you might need some practice. And that is A-okay. If you are coming from a language like English, we don't have a G sound like we do in Dutch. So it's okay if you can't make it just yet. Another option, as we have learned with the R, is that we can do some gurgling. This R sound is like in our gurgle sound, but it could also help in making the G sound as well. Or you can try and cough. If we cough, we can do, you kind of have to make that clearing sound that can make a H sound too. But for most people, it actually helps to start with the K sound. This is a sound that we know. And if you listen clearly, to make the K sound, you start with a K, K. But the end of it is the end of a G sound as well. So if you emphasize the K sound, K, K, K. If you then take away the harsh K at the beginning and make it a bit more softer, you have the G sound there. Let me show you. K, 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 k. So you have the G sound there. It sounds also a bit more like a growl, or the way that I teach it to kids, it's kind of like an angry cat. So if you imagine an angry cat trying to jump at you and making a sound, that is a way to get used to the H sound. In the end, it's a very throaty sound, and we want to make sure that you practice it enough and maybe even overemphasize it. And it is gonna sound and feel weird when making the sound, but the way that I get used to sounding out things when I'm in choir, and it sounds weird doing that way, it's mostly because we are not used to it. So exaggerate as much as you can. And when you get used to it, you can narrow it down and soften it down. So let's have a look at some of the words to practice. R, and my most favorite word, is a word for nice or cozy. It is the non-translatable gezellig. It has a G in front and after. So let's listen to that again. Gezellig.
Gezellig.
Gezellig. We already know like, which is graag.
Graag.
Graag. And you can say it softer as well. Graag. Good. We probably know this one.
Goed.
Goed. Then we have some CH words. One of the most common one is school, as we spell it exactly the same, but we have our Dutch pronunciation there. School is school.
School.
School. Then we have an ice skate, which we also learned already. An ice skate is schaats.
Schaats.
Schaats. And another CH word is tilted. Scheef.
Scheef.
Scheef. And notice there's an F at the end. As we know, it can't be a V. Scheef. And one of my other favorites is to really enjoy something or to savor. Again, a word that's hard to translate, but this is your best bet. To enjoy or to savor. And that is genieten.
Genieten.
Genieten. So, any word with a G that is Dutch will sound like a G. However, there are some borrow words that we have as well, mainly from French. In the French language, there is no G sound. They actually sound their G like a je. Je. So a couple of words that we often use, however, are from the French language, will not sound like a G. So, for example, a giraffe is spelled with a G. We don't say giraffe, we say giraffe.
Giraffe.
Giraffe. A massage is also French. We don't say massage, we say massage.
Massage.
Massage. And the last one, a watch, like the one that you are wearing around your wrist, is a horloge.
Horloge.
So we don't say horloge, we say horloge. So that's it for today. Practice your G sound. Notice once you get it, how it feels in your throat and in your mouth, and keep tackling these G sounds and words, the G. Good luck, and we'll catch you next time. Doei!